If you've ever strolled down Kirkwood Avenue in Bloomington or visited the local farmers market, it's likely you've seen some configuration of Busman's Holiday playing to passersby. WFIU's Josephine McRobbie spoke with core members Addison and Lewis Rogers about the strangest show they've ever played, why ice cream storefronts make for great venues, and what inspired them to fashion a bass drum from a suitcase.
Brothers Lewis and Addison Rogers have played music together as Busman's Holiday since 2004. Lewis was 14 and Addison 18 when they released their first CD, but they're probably better known for playing on the streets of downtown Bloomington.
When you got a band and you're rocking, like you need a PA and you need like a drum set, like
there's certain parameters.
There's a certain
exactly.
Whereas us, it's like we could play in a closet
right here.
So it's sort of good and sort of bad because you can set up really cool shows that you wouldn't normally play.
And then a lot of horrible shows that people in their right mind would not play.
Yes, exactly.
Addison drums and Lewis plays guitar, and they share singing duties in the group. They are often joined by another set of brothers, Nick Romy on upright bass and Matt Romy on keyboard and melodica.
We started street singing just around town, eventually found out that Jiffy Treat was a great place for it on Kirkwood. And we don't know why, but a lot of different people, both in age and just sort of like in general, dig our stuff. So we'll get old folks and young kids, like toddlers.
Our demographic is rather wide. Yeah.
And maybe that's just because of street singing. Because I'm talking right now really about street singing. We don't have toddlers and elderly people actively coming out to our shows.
Yeah,
but they'll stop for us and enjoy the music when we're on the street.
Super person, I think you should know that in the dark I glow like a fluorescent iridescent piece of Elvis velvet earth.
We usually try to keep sort of a pop mentality to it, just accessible music. And as far as the street goes, full band always helps out as opposed to just a guitarist.
Yeah,
it's more of a presence.
I don't think I would ever make money if I was just me and a guitar.
A string section even accompanied the band on several recent shows. The group's use of instruments that are not typically played by buskers make for a unique street side attraction.
I find if we can get any weird instrument, it's perfect. Because playing on the street, actually, you have a weird instrument, people will go nuts about it.
People obviously like to gawk at my suitcase bass drum.
After numerous unsuccessful experiments in making his own bass drum, Addison found inspiration in a Samsonite suitcase and the most unlikely of pop culture icons.
I don't know how it came about. I must have seen it somewhere.
I think I saw a video.
Actually, now that I think of it, maybe it was Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that is it.
Because
he used his accordion drummer case.
Yeah, that's right. Weird Al, you've done so much for us. Okay, so yeah, it might have been that.
The portability of Busman's Holiday, coupled with their inclination towards playing unconventional venues, makes touring particularly adventurous. According to the band, the strangest performance they ever gave was around Halloween of 2008.
In the fall tour, when it was just Lewis and I, we were at a haunted house. And not inside the haunted house,
outside
playing to the line of people waiting to get in. And a band of 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds opened up for us. Really, it didn't open up for us. We shared the bill. And they had the crowd.
Lewis and Addison's rapport with each other translates into lively stage banter. And despite the sincerity and complexity of their songwriting, they like to have as much fun with Busman's Holiday as possible.
We try to entertain. My sort of philosophy on doing shows is always trying to leave the people entertained. And, you know, maybe a little joyful.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.
You can purchase albums by Busman's Holiday at Landlocked Music. Look for them playing the streets of Bloomington soon.